we have taken the show north today. Normally we're based in Havelock North in Hawke's Bay, but today we have come to the St Andrews of Hamilton Golf Course in the heart of the mighty Waikato. And we're here to raise some money. And the reason why is, of course, because Hawke's Bay has been devastated. There's a Hawke's Bay connection with Butch Castle's Ross Taylor, who have been chiefly responsible for organising this. But generally they have realised, now living out of the area, that people's lives have been tipped upside down by post-cyclone Gabriel. And the clean-up and the rebuild for many will go on. It'll seem like forever for them. It was amazing to see how the community and the rest of New Zealand rallied behind the region, though. Tragedy and disaster really does bind a place together, and it's people that make that binding really, really solid. On the line now is the CEO of the Hawke's Bay Foundation, who will be getting the proceeds of what is raised today here in Hamilton. And that is Amy Balcott. Amy, good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, Amy, let's look at, this is going to be great today, I can promise you. This is going to be ultra successful. 88 golfers here, all for the same purpose. Some wonderful raffle and auction items. So I think these two guys are going to do very well for you. But let's talk about the Hawke's Bay Foundation as such. Tell us a wee bit about it.
Yes, so the Hawke's Bay Foundation is a community foundation, and how we work is any donations we receive have to stay here in Hawke's Bay and be used for Hawke's Bay charitable purposes. So when the cyclone hit, we knew that we were, going to be people's best option to make sure that the people that they knew had been hit by the cyclone were going to need help. And by giving a donation to us, it was going to go back directly to, to their local community. We don't take any overhead admin costs, and, we're getting everything out more than a year. So, yeah, we're working really, really hard to make a difference.
We know how you're getting some funding today, but normally how is the foundation funded?
So normally a community foundation, which, there's several in New Zealand and there's several around the world, normally how we're funded is by private or corporate grants or bequests, and we put those funds under endowment, and the income that's what made on those funds is what goes out to that donor's chosen charity every year. But in times like this, we can pivot to being more of a, immediate funder. So we can take a donation and give it straight back out. So we will do that during times of crisis. And in fact, we did that during COVID too.
Okay, right. Well, that's interesting because, it's been a while since, of course, the cyclone, but the memories, you only have to drive around the place to know that the memories will still be very, very painful for a lot of people who are deeply affected by all of this. And, it was an interesting, I had a conversation with Mike King, of course, of I Am Hope Foundation. He said, when these things happen, people rally around very quickly, and people get all the support they can on hand then. And then people go back to their normal lives, those people coming in to help, and these people are left, and that is the tough time. And I would imagine you're noticing that now with people in these areas now. What kind of areas are you looking at targeting with your assistance?
Well, I think the point to make there is when you need to have a plan. When you set up a crisis emergency fund, you need to have a plan on how you're going to give it away. Because if you do give it all away in the first couple of months, then you are left with these people who are still 6 months down the track, homeless, jobless, and have no income or are living off their insurance payments. That's where you need a plan to be able to make a good distribution. So our first distributions were to, things like food, water, clothing, and then it's become, more of a grant to local communities who can give to families who are some living out of caravans, living at mums still, and still have no idea where to, where they're going to be in a month's time. So we've been giving out our distributions in poor so that we make sure that we're holding on to, what the need is at this time.
Amy, I drove through East Valley yesterday, first time. Actually, I'm a Havelock resident and I haven't been any further north than Parkawhai Road. So I was there absolutely gobsmacked and I've been hearing stories of this. What are the areas, crucially, that you're focusing in around Hawke's Bay?
Because we're Hawke's Bay Foundation, we must focus on all of Hawke's Bay, but we have been focusing particularly on those where there are the most displaced families. So we're looking at Puketapu and around there, Dartmoor, Pātoka. We've just released some funding to go to the East Valley community. We've just been approached by a new community group from Parkify. It's when we give money away, we want to make sure that the community is able to take the money, because sometimes it's often a bit of a chore to be too, I know I sound crazy, but when you receive money, you have to do the right thing with it. So it's making sure they've got the infrastructure to then be able to take the funds. But yeah, I mean, we look after all of Hawke's Bay, and if you've been affected, we will help.
Right. Okay. You're in touch with human nature and your side of the thing, the ups and the downside of it. This is a very generous day today. A lot of people are contributing lots and lots of money and time, etc., for today. Have you been blown away by the reaction to how people have been helped around our area?
Yeah, and I can probably speak on a personal level too, Ian, because we lived in Puketapu in my family, and we lost our home, and we were just, that's what kept us going, was the offers of help from everywhere. And when it comes to the foundation, the offers of help from all walks of life, you know, like we've got you guys out there playing golf. We've had a Roy Orbison tribute concert raise money. We've had a Harley Davidson motorcycle club raise money. It's just the whole community wants to help, and there's always a way that you can, let them help, whether it's financially, whether it's through items or just time, you know, the people going around digging silt out. It's just unbelievable, the community spirit down here. It's really what's kept us all going.
So if people wanted to help the foundation directly and come to you personally, yep. Is there a website or is there some way that they can readily get you?
Yes, it's very easy. On our website, which is, hawkesbayfoundation.org.nz, there's a very easy just donate here, and you can donate using a credit or debit card. If you prefer not to, just flick us an email and we'll let you know the bank account to send it to. But, it's a very simple process.
Amy, fantastic to catch up with you. Mm. Great to hear the great work that you're doing in response. Sorry about your own personal plight. I had no idea about that. So I hope personally things are cool for you and looking up. So thanks so much for your time. And we'll make sure we send you a healthy amount out of today, eh?
Look, we really appreciate it. And thank you to the team. And I hope that the weather stays good for a great round of golf.
It is. It's picking up as we speak. 10:30 here. Amy, have a terrific day, and we'll catch up again shortly, I'm sure.